As you know, when, or you may not know, when the work first started, we thought we were clearing energy. So that's a term that we used in the very, very beginning. We're going to clear the energy. Then it became given to us that you don't ever clear energy, you balance energy, like nature. Nature is continually looking to balance itself, right, and rebalance itself and keep itself in balance. So that's what we have been doing, oh my gosh, probably for the last 10 years, is balancing the energy so that we were in choice. 2 days ago, we moved, and it came in while I was driving with a friend. We moved from balancing energy. I mean, balancing energy will always be a part of it, but we are moving to knowing now, creating from the balance of energy that we have created, the unification of the one energy. So we're basically not balancing the energy. We are unifying the balanced energy. That's the highest, most correct, and most complete right now. So this is really the first show, the first working with this verbally that I will do. So, you know, right now we're so used to saying, okay, well, let's balance this. So we're going to be focused now, and I want you to join me on, all right, we're unifying this. We're unifying all aspects of myself. We're unifying all, well, belief in polarities, knowing that there is, and directing and choosing that there is only belief in the unification, in the one. Now, why polarities is so interesting in this is there is still a very prevalent belief, scientifically and otherwise, that we have to have the yin with the yang. I am asking everyone to open their minds and their brains into the world of all possibilities and just allowing ourselves to believe that maybe we are the Christopher Columbuses of the new 2012 energy, that we are not seeing it as just balancing the yin and the yang, but the unification of all energy, and therefore if energy is unified, then it must all follow the direction that we are sending it, right? So that's why it was so important, all this information about rules and regulations, right? Because what happens with rules and regulations, that automatically brings in that there is a right, there is a wrong, there is a better way, right? If you follow the rules and regulations, you'll be able to create it better than you would if you didn't, or if you followed that way. And now they're giving me the word religion. That's where religion falls out. So our way is the better way, which is a continuing separation of energy, right? Creation is the only way. And you are creating positive or negatively, in our terms that we still use right now, by the thought you choose to pick, the emotion you choose to have, the focus that you choose to hold, and the open heart that you choose to live in. So I know most of you follow the Monday show also, so you heard a lot more of this and the beginnings, the cores of it on Monday's show. And you also heard that the new sheets have been updated. The fifth sheet has been completed. So we are claiming the fifth sheet around all of this. And basically, the fifth sheet that came in is a simple compilation of what I just stated, how we create the intention to create that and the knowingness that we are divine love around all of that. Again, if you want all the sheets, you must take the Balance podcast at IMD Wallace, guys. There's just too many things on the four sheets that you're not going to understand, right? We are sending out all of the new revised sheets along with the fifth sheet. I'm hoping by the end of this week. So those of you that have done the Balance podcast should be receiving that. If you haven't done the Balance podcast, don't want to do the Balance podcast, which is on the webinar page at IMD Wallace, then you can email me and just ask me for the one sheet, for the one sheet. And that's an overview, simple sheet that, as long as you hold it in your consciousness, can create the same thing. And, you know, those of you that are really getting into the work and doing it, you know, that's why you want the five sheets, because there's boku information. You've heard me go to them too many times. So we are directing all energy now. The unification of the energy that we are on all dimensions that we exist on in any time and space continuum. We are directing the unification of all of our aspects. And we are clearly claiming and directing that I am, my I am presence is the strongest force at work here. And around the unification of who I am justly supported and acknowledged in this life by the thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions I hold. And through my free will, I choose to know I am divine wellness. I am divine love. I am bountiful money. I am balance. I am joy. I am bliss. And I am peace. Anything in my energy that is not in harmony and agreement with this must detach from me now. I invoke the rays, flames, and light. I am God. And so it is. It's done. I choose the thought I think. I choose the emotion of joy, love, bliss that creates the vibrational match to that thought. I hold my focus on it, and I keep my heart open. My brain is directed to be in alignment with the electromagnetic whole of the whole of this unification. And so it is.